This is exactly right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfectly clear when you're a guest in my home. You gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Welcome to I Said No Gifts. I'm Bridger Weiniger. We're in the backyard. I believe the garbage trucks are done for the day. It is garbage day. I believe they've passed through the neighborhood. So you won't be getting a little taste of that today, unfortunately. I'm having an incredible morning. Incredible morning of emailing. What else have I done? I put on some Christmas socks and thought I was going to be able to get away with it. Went out in public, realized I wasn't getting away with it. People could tell. So I've switched, and now I'm at total ease. Total, complete ease. And I'm so excited about our guest. Let's get into the podcast. It's Ashley Ray.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. Welcome to I Said No Gifts.
I just want to say I am a fan.
Oh,
you're
God
my
bless.
Favorite. I absolutely love that you have Amy Mann doing your theme.
Oh,
I've loved her since I was like a middle schooler, and it's Lesbian Visibility Week. I feel like that is just so tied to my identity. So
incredible. Yeah. I mean, she is the queen. She's the ultimate person.
And I think just such a star amongst the Lilith Fair crowd.
Oh yeah, of course. So, yeah. Of course. Yeah. I feel unbelievably lucky.
Yeah.
But it's because she's incredible. And the idea of, like, I've probably said this on this podcast before, that she was able to come up with the song in probably no time at all. That would have taken me literally a lifetime.
Years.
How do you write a song?
And she's just like, I'm Amy Mann.
Yes.
She's brilliant. So,
do you play any instruments?
I do. I play guitar, actually.
Oh, you're kidding.
Since I was 12, and I played in jazz band in high school.
Oh.
And then in college, I was like, oh, I'm not taking this seriously. I'm not trying to be a musician.
Right. But you can fool around with it.
Yeah, I can, you know, read music, play some tab.
More than a lot of professional musicians.
Yeah, I could get by in a jam band, I would say. Like, if someone was like, if I was sitting here, someone ran into your backyard, we need a guitarist, I could jump up and volunteer.
I feel like anyone can get away in a jam band.
Is very true. That is, yes. Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to get the jam band audience after me, and
yeah,
it's a passionate crew.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant of jam bands. I'm just going off the little I know. When I'm at a concert and we're jamming, I'm losing patience.
Exactly.
I'm an impatient man.
I'm a little like, okay, you're playing around.
Yes.
We get it. It's fun.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Let's get back to this song that I know. But again, jam band fans, I love you. We support you.
Yes.
Everyone has their thing. And you obviously have a... They're so patient.
They're nice people.
Yes.
I've been to a jam band show. They're nice, lovely. It's like a little community.
Right.
Glad for them.
Have you been to a Fish concert?
I have, actually. I have seen Fish 11 times.
Oh, my God.
That's not a... I,
I'm just shitting all over jam bands. And you've been to a total of 1,000 hours of Phish.
I truly had a very like hippie phase. I feel like this was 2003 2004. I feel like that was in the era, like it was, you know, that was a theme of the day, like you opened Delia's and it was girls in like peasant skirts. It was like that vibe, and I had like Janis Joplin posters on my locker.
Oh wow.
And I was very tie-dye pants, tie-dye shirts everywhere, and went to see Phish a lot.
How long is the typical Phish concert?
I mean, if you're getting there for the pregame, so it starts in the parking lot before the show,
right.
And that's for the Dead, Phish. Like there's going to be like an alley in the parking lot of like, you know, neighborhood jam bands. And your local jesters and, you know, people who are just like swallowing swords that are on fire and they're just like hanging in the parking lot. That's a show unto itself. That's probably going to start at like noon.
Oh.
Then you hang out there all day. The actual show, they're going to open doors like 6:30. It's like 4 or 5 hours, I feel like. And there's usually not an opener. If there is, it's like they all just kind of jam together.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
15 minutes into a concert that starts on time, I'm ready to go home. So for this experience to me is...
And there's people who are enjoying the parking lot and they don't even go inside to the show.
Oh, interesting. They're getting a free time.
Yeah. I have friends who would be like, oh, we're going to the Phish show today. And we'd get there and they'd go, oh, no, we don't have tickets. We're here for the parking lot.
Yeah, we want to be hot in a parking lot.
Yeah, we want to hear it kind of far away,
mm-hmm.
but just be, you know, in the vibe.
Okay, and so when the concert begins, the nature of, and I apologize to truly the planet right now, but I'm curious about, like, they start playing. Are you recognizing music they're playing?
Usually, yes. Yeah. Like, you know, they have tracks.
They draw you in with something familiar.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yes, this is Farmhouse. Here we go.
Oh, sure. I know Farmhouse.
Yeah,
okay, I'm a Phish fan.
Classic Phish. Yes. That's one of their bigger ones. And you're like, oh, here we are, my song. And then like 2 minutes in, something changes. Like all of a sudden there's like a triangle that shouldn't be there or a bass is being slowed down and you're like, oh no, here we go. And then it turns into some kind of live jam band remix with like a new 20 minute solo added. And you're like, well, it was fun when it started.
Here we go.
And here we go.
That's very interesting to me. I mean, maybe I need to give it a shot.
Yeah. I say everyone should give it a shot. Get there early, go to the hippie alley, find some acid, Molly, whatever, you know, someone
right,
probably
just really
will
get
hand
out of
you.
Your mind.
And yeah, dive right in.
I mean, I will say when I go to a concert, I appreciate when the musician or band mixes things up a bit. I don't like to go there and just hear what I heard recorded.
Yeah.
Why am I doing that?
Yeah, I like something a little fresh.
Yeah.
I think Beyonce's really good at that. She'll like throw in a little remix live.
Mix it up.
But yeah, I mean, unless it's like a musical, then...
Oh, that could be interesting. Musical theater, you go and they're jamming.
And they just do a little jam. You go see a chorus line and they're just like, we mixed it up this time.
The show is now 7 hours long and totally incomprehensible.
I might be into that.
I know. Maybe we found what will save
Broadway.
We just
found an idea. Yeah, we just saved Broadway.
Yes. They don't have to put a casino in anymore.
No.
Have you heard about the casino they may put in?
I've heard a little bit. I've heard angry rumblings, people just saying it spits in the face of all that Broadway stands for. And I'm just like, I don't know, like what?
What about the M&M store?
Right, the M&M store, the Disney restaurant and Hard Rock Cafe were all honoring the spirit of Broadway.
Right. Yeah, the giant Foot Locker. Yeah, I mean, I don't like a casino, but I also am like, do whatever you...
It's a part of New York that I think is beyond having a culture.
Yeah, that part. It's what's so sacred about any part of Times Square.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I don't know, it'll be a casino next to like the latest Legally Blonde musical spinoff. I don't know.
Jam band version. That's important. That's very important
to it.
Do you know what? I mean, actually, speaking of Times Square, this is kind of Times Square adjacent. Everybody, it seems like, is standing in the way at this point. I go out in public.
Yeah.
I cannot go out without someone being in the way.
In the way. People are in the way. People are in the way.
Is this an after pandemic thing?
Yes. People don't know where to be anymore. They don't know how to stand or where to be around people. I've noticed this in grocery stores, just walking, like you're walking and people will just stop and be really slow in front of you. And it's like they don't have that awareness anymore.
They just feel like they're in the living room at all times.
At all times. And in grocery stores, I've had people who just will get too close And it's like, what are we doing here?
Yes.
And then, or they'll just be in the way. Like, fully a woman left a cart right in front of me and just walked away. And I was like, hey, ma'am, you left your cart here.
This makes me feel so good because I've been spiraling in the last couple of weeks of like, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm losing patience.
It's not us. No, couldn't be us.
It's simply, I mean, what was the last thing I did wrong? You would have to go back decades.
I went to the bike path by my house, and it's very clear where the fast people should go and the slow people. There's markings of where a bike should be, and everyone was in the wrong place. I just felt like everyone, I was just like, what are you doing? There's girls falling on roller skates, like in the bike lane, and there's like girls running and taking like TikToks where people are trying to walk, and it's just, it's all a mess.
It's, I had to bring it up, and we should just say to the listener, pause right now and look around at your surroundings.
Yeah.
Look to your left, to your right, to your back. Are you in the way?
Are you in the way?
Get out of the
way. Get out of the way. Move.
Are you standing in front of the soda fountain? Get out of the way. I went, I was at Home State, the taco place recently.
Yeah, love that
place. Have a water jug or whatever. There's a man just standing there taking glass after glass of water.
Oh, I hate this. Yeah.
I'm just standing there waiting. He finally turns around and he says, oh, I'm just really thirsty. What do you think I am?
What do you think the rest of us are doing here?
It's infuriating for me.
I had a similar experience at Salazar. It's, you know, mostly like a walk-up bar experience, some tables. I'm in the bar area, and there was a group, like a party group, that was waiting to be seated.
Okay.
They all were like, well, wait at the bar. We'll order drinks. And there's an empty standing table where they could convert. But they stay right in front of the bar at the one area where, like, the bartenders can get to you. And they don't move. And everyone is coming up like, are they in line? Are we? And I'm just saying, like, they're not. They ordered. There is no line. They're just disrespecting the natural order of how this should work.
And then when you ask to get in, you're the rude person.
And then I'm rude. Yeah. I'm rude because I was giving them looks like, oh.
Yeah, it's too much for me. It's absolutely too much.
Yeah.
Thank you for validating my feelings.
I feel it. And I feel like I've been experiencing it a lot. My car got stolen like a month ago at this point. So I have been walking a lot. And people get in your way when you walk. They get in the way a lot.
People get in your way in the car.
True.
But you bring up your car being stolen. So we have to just jump into this.
Yeah.
Walk me through what happened.
I mean, I had COVID.
Okay.
So I was in the house.
Bad week.
I'm like in quarantine. At the same time, I have a garage parking spot that has a door that closes.
Sure.
But it was broken. Like, it was when we had all that rain. So like the sensor had been like flooded and it was stuck up. So I was just like, whatever. My landlord says they're going to fix it. I'm not going to worry about this. I'm quarantining. I'm not leaving the house anyway. Day four of my quarantine, I go to take my trash out, and my car just isn't in the garage.
Oh.
And I'm just like, well, maybe I parked on the street and I just don't remember. And I'm looking and I'm like, it's not on the street.
Oh, no.
And I text my neighbors and I'm like, hey, so when's like the last time you saw my car in the garage? And they're like, I don't know, maybe Friday. At this point, it's Monday. And I hadn't left the house. So I had no way of knowing when it was like taken or when it was gone. I call the police and they're just like, that's not helpful. You provided zero information.
What?
You're just like, oh, you parked it in your garage Wednesday and you noticed it was missing Monday. Like, you're very responsible car owner, ma'am. And I'm just like, no, I'm explaining, like, I had COVID. Like,
but you could have been on vacation. People leave their cars for extended periods of time.
Give me a break.
You
know, and the police truly did not care. All they really let me know was that if they did find it, I did have parking tickets that I would have to pay to get the car back.
Oh, my God. What?
They pulled the record up and they were like, ma'am, you have, like, 3 parking tickets in West Hollywood because I don't recognize that. I don't. I choose not to recognize.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
West Hollywood, I don't know what you're... It's a scam.
I mean, there are way too many parking rules in LA in general, but you get to West Hollywood?
No.
Forget it. I'm just passing through.
Yeah. Okay. What are you going to do?
Yes.
Well, now I know. If your car gets stolen, they will eventually be like, you have got to pay those.
So we're sure it wasn't towed.
Yes. They checked like all the tow yard things and like checked impound with the police. And then 2 weeks, I think, later, they found like my back bumper and some of the stuff that was inside my car, just like on the street.
What?
And they said because of all the rain we were getting that people were stealing cars just to like sleep in them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because it's, you know, better than a tent in the rain. Right. So they were like, it might turn up. You might get lucky. And someone's just like been camping in it for a bit. And I was like, okay, I'll hold out hope. Like that. Okay. You know, I honestly don't mind that.
But this is the thing. You don't want to find your car after someone's been camping it. No. You just want the insurance to pay for the stolen car.
I just want the insurance
to get the car back after somebody's probably used it as a bathroom.
Yeah, and a shower, you know.
And then you have to drive around
at that point, just keep it. Yes. To you, it's yours.
It's your house. It's your whatever.
It's
your house.
It's fine. My insurance will take care of it. But I have been using just a mix of like Uber and like, you know, get around rental cars and walking. I don't understand LA without a car, honestly.
Ooh, it can be a rough time. I will walk, but I feel like people are worried about me when I'm walking long distances. I feel like cars are passing and be like, that's somebody who's up to something.
Yeah.
Because nobody's ever walking.
Yeah, yes. No one's ever walking. And I feel like they're like, if you're not running, like you're exercising. What are you doing? What's your scam?
And I simply won't be running.
Yeah.
So if I can't saunter, I won't be doing anything.
No, not at all.
So is your insurance covering the car?
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's
God.
That's all taken care of, but it's slow. They had to wait for the police to be like, we investigated. It's gone, which I think was just the cops being like, we looked around in our garage and we didn't see a yellow Honda Fit there.
Oh,
so.
I love a Honda Fit.
Right. I love that car. And it's so tiny. It doesn't get in the way.
I know. Yeah. It's such a great car.
It's perfect.
I recommend a Honda Fit to anybody.
I love it. Yeah. If they're listening, please sponsor me. Give me a new one for free, maybe. but the cops were just kind of like, yeah, we did our best. Didn't find it. So then my insurance was like, okay, we'll send you a check. But now I'm just kind of like test driving lots of cars really see if I want to get something different, just get another Honda Fit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm taking my time with it.
Are you feeling... you've been your experience at car dealerships? Because course, has also changed because of the car shortage or whatever.
Yeah. My friends were all like, oh, Ashley, you can just do it online now.
You might as well. Yeah.
They were like, you just go online and you order a car and they bring it to your house. And that's how we do things now.
Because if you go to the car dealership, these salespeople have been emboldened in a way that's
I feel like the last time I went, the car that I had, I did get at a dealership. Because they lured me in with some sort of like Memorial Day sale.
Oh, we love a Memorial Day sale.
And they were like, at the time I was working at Google, and they were like, Google employees get a discount if you come in. And I did all that. And then by the time I was leaving, they were like, well, actually, you have to pay this like tire fee, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, with all of this, I saved no money.
The tire fee took it up? What's the tire fee?
I don't know. They did have to drive it from Massachusetts or from Michigan because I really wanted the yellow. I was specific about that. I was a little picky.
You can't get picky with car colors.
I
want to
get
to
yellow.
A place where I can be picky with car colors.
I was truly like, this is my, you know, I saved up like first real money car job. And I was like, I'm going to be picky. I'm going to get something nice. And then it got stolen. So don't do that. Listeners, don't do that. Don't follow your dreams when it comes to cars.
Don't care about anything.
Just don't care. I wish I'd gotten like a beaten up 2003 whatever. And just,
How long had you had it for?
I'd had it for 4 years.
Oh, what a shame.
And it was just like a few payments from like being paid off, truly being like mine.
And the bumper still had the license plate, I assume?
Yes. It's still, yeah. So they were like, and they had thrown out some of my stuff that was inside.
Yeah, what else of yours did they not care about?
They actually did find this bag, which I had used to bring your gift in, which says, hard for Bernard.
Great. The Santa Claus elf.
Yes, from the Santa Claus. Yes, that is. So the police recovered this from the vehicle and made sure I got it back.
That's a hard thing to get back.
Yeah, you know, they were like,
to claim.
They were like, they had your bumper, this, there were some like, just like papers that I had in my car.
Sure.
I think like scripts from like sides from like callbacks and stuff that were just like scattered around, I guess.
Wow.
And then they found one of a pair of high heel shoes that I had left in my car because
this person had no interest in going out for auditions or wandering around in high
heels.
They
weren't like, oh, I could make a buck selling the latest Damon Wayans script somewhere.
It's a hot script.
It's a hot script.
People need
just
that
the
script.
Wife lines.
Do you know what I was going to ask? Well, this is what I'm curious about. Why are we not microchipping cars like we microchip pets?
Right.
We microchipping cars?
And so shouldn't someone know where it is? I feel like every time Google is like, your car is parked here, I feel, why can't Honda be like, here?
Is it a fear of surveillance?
I guess so. And I do think at one point in my insurance, they were like, you can opt into this thing where we can always see where you are, how fast you're driving, if you're braking too fast, and if you're a good driver, we'll give you extra money off. And I was like, absolutely not.
No.
I also didn't know that meant if my car got stolen, they could do nothing to locate it.
So. Wow. Yeah, the microchip, I guess, would I be on board with it? It's hard to tell.
I mean,
maybe you get a personal microchip.
Yeah.
Where do we get personal microchips?
That's basically a cell phone, right?
Or like, a tile. Is that what those things are called? That
a little tile.
To?
Yeah.
I wonder if that works in a car.
Yeah. I should have put one in my car.
I know.
They work with my luggage, so I...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look into that.
But, you know, I'm adapting. I'm living this LA no car life, and it's...
And you're in West Hollywood, so...
I'm in Silver Lake.
Oh, you're in Silver Lake. Yeah. That's walkable.
Silver Lake is okay, but I'm a comic, so, you know, I go to, West Hollywood, Santa Monica, for shows, and that's when it's just like, oh, this is impossible.
Right.
You know,
I've heard about the little micro bus or whatever. Have you heard about this? It's like a dollar a ride that's like somewhere between a bus and an Uber.
I know nothing
about
that.
You seem very disinterested in this.
I just, like, when my car got stolen, a friend was like, well, the bus. And I was just like, what are you saying to me? I've never ridden. I'm going to be that person. I've never ridden public transportation in LA.
Unbelievable.
I lived here for 4 years. And I did take the train one time from, like, not far from Santa Monica to Santa Monica because a friend was like, you know, you can take the train. And I was like, oh.
The train's a different story in LA. It is a little like, it really does feel like you're underground in a way that's not good.
Yeah.
Like, whereas like the New York subway or whatever, it's like, I can get out of this situation. Yeah. In LA, it's like, I'm in a dungeon.
And too deep, and I know this isn't safe Earth.
Right, and no one knows I'm here.
Yeah, and it's, I don't like it. So I know that's bad, and I'm not a real Los Angelino until I get on a bus. I know, but
get on the micro bus or whatever it's called, micro rides.
I had a car when I moved here. It just never came up. It just
wow. Well, best of luck to you with this attitude. I mean, you're being.
It's forcing me to grow and change in new ways, and I'm embracing it.
I'm happy for your journey, and you need to thank that car thief.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you will thank the car thief.
Ultimately, I'm happy. I'm becoming more in tune with my neighborhood, my community.
Well, Ashley, I mean, you already brought it up, so we might as well get into it here. The podcast is called I Said No Gifts.
Yes.
I started the podcast on a very high note. I sent a bunch of emails this morning. I made the decision to get out of a pair of socks that I wasn't feeling great about.
Yes. And your socks now amazing.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. This is actually a decent sock.
Thank you,
Mom. I think she bought these at Marshall's.
Oh.
So good for these socks. But, you know, I was feeling great, feeling incredible. The coffee was hitting in a nice way. Yeah. And then you show up holding a gift.
A gift. Yeah.
It's now in a blue, gorgeous blue bag.
Yes.
God knows where it came from.
Which, I mean, I will say, as I brought the bag that the cops returned to me, which is what I had it in. And you see, my family, we don't do gifts.
Interesting.
I've grown up in a culture of like gifts are for children. And once you hit 18, you don't get gifts. I can't remember the last time like I really received a gift.
From anyone or just family wise?
Like family and my friends, because they know that they know that I'm more of like an experienced person. They'll be like, we took Ashley to dinner. We got her, you know, we went on this trip.
Versus
we got her a gift.
No, that makes sense.
So I don't know, and I truly try, but I do get a lot of like media gifts because I have like a podcast about TV and all that stuff.
Of course,
so
right.
All you know, around Christmas it'll be like, oh, TLC had me in their thoughts and they sent me a robe and some notebooks.
That's heartwarming,
you know. But part of it was that my mom, like, by the time I hit 19, she was just like, I don't know, here's socks and some sheets, and it wasn't even wrapped. It would just be like,
oh, how useful.
You know, yeah. And so to me, it was like the gift, it's all a lot of pomp and circumstance. Like, okay, we know this is just a cultural agreement. Mm-hmm. You know, let's put away the charade. Let's like lower the curtain. You want the thing. Here's the thing. I go to a housewarming. Am I going to wrap the bottle of wine? No, you know that I'm bringing this because it's what we're supposed to do. So I just threw it in a bag, which is how all my friends have ever gotten gifts for me. They're just like, she throws it in a bag and then she's going to be like, give me the bag back.
I think that's a healthy attitude.
Yeah. So to me, it's it's what matters is how useful it is.
Right.
And the item, you know, the packaging that, you know, that's the cover that look beyond that.
So gifts are for children. They're all for show. They're useless. They're pointless. This podcast is for children. It's useless. It's pointless.
Well, see, you say no gifts. See? See, it's like you would like to just let's just be real about it.
Let's be real.
Let's be real. But I know what you're doing.
No, but no one can ever say it. No one's ever going to catch me.
See, it's a test. It's a test of the social order. Will you still bring the gift?
Even no one will ever pin me down.
See?
Should I open it here on the podcast?
I think you should.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think there are multiple items.
There's
in
multiple
here.
Items.
So I'm going to reach. Should they come out in any specific order?
No. Because I felt like as a TV person, you know, that's my big passion. I wanted to gift you with an experience.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Well, of creative experience.
I'm looking forward to this. I mean, the first thing I can actually tell, I can rarely tell, I'm holding a baseball cap.
Yes.
I'm pulling it out. I've got the bill in my hand.
Yes.
Oh, what does this say? It's a khaki baseball cap that says, "Hey, baby, what's your moon sign?
What's your moon sign?
What is happening with this hat?"
I believe that hat came from a TV show, a reality show where they tried to match people based on their zodiac. It lasted a beautiful one season.
14 minutes.
A beautiful just 14 minutes, but not before they could send me this beautiful cap and immediate kits.
Wow, this is, I'm going to just put it on now.
Yeah, and I think it helps you feel that creativity, that flow. It helps to open up the mind.
Yeah, I read on the back it says Struck. Is that what it was called?
Maybe, perhaps.
And how much of the show did you see?
You know, they give me access to pilots. Yeah. Did I watch it?
It crossed your mind.
It did. I've heard great things.
Which is a lot more than other shows. I mean, some shows have never even crossed
your mind. My mind. I don't even know they exist. They've never sent me a hat.
And you can at least kind of explain the basic premise of this show.
Yes.
Which is more than I can do with shows I watch.
Exactly. So. Something with zodiac and signs and dating.
Are you a big zodiac person? Are you into the whole...
I am. I think that was one of the reasons they like plugged me with the stuff.
So
because they were like, oh, she talks about that on, you know, her socials. Uh-huh. So I do know like Mercury's in retrograde right now.
Oh,
I know
it is.
My natal chart. Yeah.
Okay.
I always have a general sense of where the planets are.
What's your sign?
You know, I'm a Sagittarius, okay. Scorpio rising, Aries moon.
Ooh. Libra here. I can't tell you anything else. A friend gave me as a gift at one point a whole birth chart reading.
Ooh. You know, Libra is all about the pomp and circumstance, all about the outer beauty. Now I see. I should have wrapped the gift.
Oh, boy.
If I knew I was dealing with a Libra, I would have made it look pretty. See?
Wow. We need to start sending that information out on Elise. That should be in the emails. First thing, Bridger's a Libra.
I mean, then I would have made it gorgeous. Okay, okay.
Wow, okay. So you are into the whole thing. Do you get tarot done?
I do, yeah.
How often are you getting tarot done?
I can read cards, so usually like I'll pull a daily card for myself. Just something to like meditate on. But like like once every 3 months I go to a professional.
Okay.
There's a lovely girl on Melrose that I go see. She has a wonderful little store, and you know, she tells me what's going on. She helps me get refocused, realigned,
right,
tells
right.
me what candle I should give her money for. And it's great.
I love the ASMR experience of it. I do yeah. feel very cradled when someone's doing my tarot.
And it's never hurt me. So it's like, yeah, I pay like, you know, not yet. But I pay the $80 and I'm just like, I feel better
after
that.
Well, that sounds like it's hurting you. Yeah, $80 okay, every 3 months.
Well, I mean, she uses three different decks. It's a very like, you
oh,
know.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full experience.
Did you pull a card today?
I did.
What did it have to say to you?
Today's card, it was the High Priestess.
Okay.
Which always means a lot to me because I actually have that one tattooed.
Oh.
So anytime I get that card, I'm like, oh, wow. Goodness. Uh-huh. What's the world trying to tell me? You know.
What is the value of the High Priestess?
The High Priestess usually means listen to your intuition, your okay. inner self, like trust your gut. What is it telling you? And then do that. And... yeah, I mean, I don't really know how it applies today.
Not yet, of course.
Not
right?
yet, but it could come up. Something's going to happen, and I'm going to go, what should I do?
Yeah, you're going to be like, what should I eat for dinner? Oh, I feel like that.
Yeah.
And then you'll go for
and
that.
And follow the gut. It's just the in just knowing today.
You'll be able to make the decision
making
immediately.
Making the decision.
Ooh, maybe yeah. I'll try that today. Try you to know? Make a decision without thinking for 3 hours.
Yeah, that and a lot of that intuition is how I put your gift together today.
Okay, well, let's
just
try...
following my gut.
I've got my cap on.
Yes.
I'm gonna dip back into the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. Okay, this feels like it's two. No,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
oh, it
yes.
is two items. Okay,
these are ooh. Two notebooks. As I said, I wanted to inspire a creative journey. I know as creatives, we need the ability to express ourselves. A notebook. It can be so good for that. So I've given you a notebook from Made for Love, the HBO show.
Kind of a dark comedy, as far as I
yes,
remember.
Yes, a dark comedy that was canceled. Has
oh, it's
been canceled.
Okay.
Yes,
after but two seasons.
Yes, two seasons.
I haven't seen any of it, but I remember there being two
really
seasons.
Really good, wonderful on HBO Max. And they sent me this beautiful media kit that had this notebook that just makes you think... and
yes.
is open and just blank for your design and expression.
It says confidential all over it. It
yes.
says made for love. I could write my love thoughts.
Your
in
love
here.
Thoughts. Your it's you know. And then the other notebook is from the company Zelle.
Oh.
And I received this at a talk that Mindy Kaling did for Zelle.
Oh, Mindy's and in the so, pocket of Big Zelle.
Oh, she is. She is. But I wanted to give you that girl boss energy so that, you know, when I open mine, I'm ready to budget. And so that's what I, yeah, you know.
I could use this for budgeting.
For budget, yes. Yes.
Do you know what? I've heard a few people recently refer to this company as Zelle, and I don't have the heart.
Oh, my gosh.
To say... no, Zelly. There's
it's,
no company in 2023 is calling itself
Zelly.
Is going to rhyme with jelly.
It's Zelly? Zelle. What do they call Zell. It? The magazine Ellie? Like,
oh, interesting. That should be my follow-up question.
Yeah.
With
do
them.
You read Ellie?
Yes.
That's how you get called Zell. Rude.
What's the difference? Like, what are the differences between Zelle and Venmo? Are you, which one
Zelle,
are you?
Zelle, I mean, Venmo, I prefer. Venmo to me is like the Starbucks of the, you know,
of the
payment
money.
App world.
Right.
If Cash App is like the Dollar Tree.
Okay, sure.
Or Dunkin' Donuts.
Interesting.
You know, like,
the tiers here.
Yeah. Oh, Cash App is for the people who are like, I don't have a bank account, but I have a Cash App.
Interesting. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like very Android user.
Okay.
Venmo, though.
Wow, Android user. I'm on your side. I'm on the Cash App user's side.
I still love
Ashley
it.
Has
and I
some
have
horrible
a Cash
opinion.
App. And I love it and I use it, but let's be real.
It's a run to Taco Bell.
Yeah. You know,
it's
but Venmo,
fun, it's, easy.
It's flashy, it's classy. It's in all the apps like already.
Right.
Like you can pay with Venmo. It's right there.
Everybody's got it.
Everybody's got it, you know, but and when someone doesn't, you're kind of like, well, what happened there? Why don't you have it? What? Okay. And then Zelle to me feels very boring. She's very like parental. It's like connected to your bank account.
Yeah, you have
you
to get into your bank account in
yeah,
order to
even
use
Zelle
it.
Zelle people, and it requires like an email or phone number, which isn't very fun.
Right.
So I only use it. I feel like it's the one you use for like moms.
It's a very new construction condo.
Yeah.
It's
you know, it's for the people like the boomers who are like, I want to make sure that the money goes to my, you know, address. and they want it linked to the bank account instead of just like in the Venmo money.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like Venmo ultimately is the most satisfying.
Yeah.
Are you doing I hope that the answer to this is the one I want to hear. Are you doing a public transaction on Venmo?
No.
Okay, what I wanted to hear. Why is anyone in the world...
Why does anyone do that? Why have you not changed the setting? Why do you not... I always make sure to check any transaction.
I'm so paranoid.
I'm like, is it private? Is it just... Why would I need anyone to see anything I'm doing on Venmo?
Right.
I don't understand it. Even paying my rent. I'm like, that's disgusting. Why would I want people to see
this? Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not doing like... nefarious things that I need hidden. I'm just like, why does anyone need this information ever?
Ever. And it always surprises me with like people I don't want to see, like whose numbers I forgot are in my phone. And then I'm opening in it and it's like, oh, a man you dated for a month, 3 months ago, like, you know, paid for comedy tickets at the store tonight. And it's like, why do I need to know this?
It's almost entirely people you never want to hear from again.
Never. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, great. I'm glad that he forced his friend to split the bill for popcorn at a movie. He was always so cheap. Like,
yes. Yeah, I think, I mean, standing in people's way and being out there on the public Venmo circuit, both of those things, people need to correct their behavior immediately.
Immediately get
I'm
it together.
Not with that in any way. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It's gross to me.
It shouldn't be an option.
It shouldn't. I don't know why Venmo still thinks people want this.
Right. Let me ask you, are you on Spotify?
I am.
Is your player public?
It is, but okay. I did not realize it was until actually somewhat recently. I don't know if you're familiar with Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh, a friend. I mean, yeah, I'd like to hear. A friend had some interesting things to say about this show.
Oh, I mean, it is absolutely just like wild fan fiction. It's like some adult was like, I want to write a show about Fleetwood Mac, but that's illegal. So
I can't
I'll
get
just,
the rights.
I can't get the rights to that. So I'll do something so close. And then Amazon Prime was like, we love that idea. Here's $80 million. Dollars go crazy. And I at first was just like, this is silly, it's the slowest show, and by episode 4 I was like, this is amazing, it's everything I've ever wanted in television. I want a million episodes. My life is empty without Daisy Jones and the Six. I've been listening to it's about a band that is based on Fleetwood Mac, and
right.
Then in the real world they did release the album,
full album
Aurora, that the band creates in the show. It was released in the real world, and I have been listening to it nonstop for date. Like, I am obsessed with it.
Is it like Fleetwood Mac cosplay? Is it like basically
it's
Fleetwood
fully
Mac?
Fully like, and critics were like, this just sounds like B-side Fleetwood Mac songs, and I was like, yeah, and those are good. like Fleetwood Mac was a good band, and they were able to replicate a band.
There's no way the level of quality is B-side Fleetwood Mac. It may be AI-generated Fleetwood Mac.
Annalise
is nodding their head. I refuse to believe.
Really,
I refuse.
Is. I'm just saying, like, I know a few Daisy Jones heads are listening because we roll deep, and I'm just going to say that, like, Aurora to, like... Let Me Down Easy, the Beatles didn't even have a run like that. Okay. I straight up tell people they were a real band now because I'd rather gaslight the world and myself. Like, I've been talking to men and I'm just like, oh, you said you were into classic rock, but you don't know Daisy Jones and the Six? They were huge. They released one mega album in 1979 and were never heard from again. Wow.
Who's actually writing the music?
I know they did an
Diane Warren.
It's like
Annalise has an answer.
Yes, a songwriter named Blake Mills, but it's okay. Phoebe Bridgers actually did I guess helped him write a couple songs, but like she's not credited. It's like a weird lore around it, but yeah, she's involved in some way.
She was involved and did some stuff.
She drove
by
the studio one day.
Yeah, she in like I think a Mumford or Son, like a Mumford Son.
Okay,
was
now
involved.
I'm backing out. I'm running.
Okay, no, I mean like they just help. To reach the Fleetwood Mac vibe.
Interesting.
It is straight up just like Fleetwood Mac, like AI mimicking it. Like, you listen to it and you're like, oh, this is their version of The Chain. And it's just like, fine, this is great. I love it. I'm in.
Okay, I'm going to give it a shot. But then why am I not just listening to The Chain?
So eventually you get to that point. You listen to the album so much that you're just like, you know what's good? Just listening to actual Fleetwood Mac. Like, wow, Aurora is so great, but you know what is also good? If I just listen to Rumors.
Okay, so you've been listening to it a ton on Spotify, and our friends reaching out.
And so, that is how friends were like, Ashley, do you know we can see that you're listening to the album from Daisy Jones and the Six? Like, we thought it was a bit. because I kept talking about it like on Twitter. I like fully changed my name to like Ashley Ray Honeycomb, which is a little Daisy Jones reference.
Oh my god, yeah, they've got you.
Like, yeah, and I did a little reference, and my friends were like, we thought you were just like joking, but we opened Spotify and it's like every 3 hours it's like Ashley Ray's listening to Aurora, and I was just like, I need to change that. I need to turn this setting off, because I guess that's embarrassing. Because they're not a real band and it's an album for children.
I mean, I can't be the judge of any of these things yet. I mean, I tend to lean that way, but so it shouldn't good. Be embarrassing. You shouldn't be embarrassed of what, but I've hidden what I'm listening to because I don't ever want to think about, what if somebody sees this?
And now I realize I should have hidden it. I mean, I'm not ashamed. I'm a proud fan of Daisy Jones and the Six and that album, but it is embarrassing.
It's the musical like, panopticon where it's just like people could be seeing at any time.
And I see like other people. I can see some friends who still share their, and they're all like listening to like cool stuff I've never heard of before that I'm like, wow, like that's Ice Spice. She's cool.
She is cool.
She's very cool. But then I'm just like, what? They're supposed to see me listening to like Stephen Sondheim and Aurora. Like,
but that might all be calculated on their part. They may be in their own little prison where they're like, I've got to pick the best,
and like show people I'm hip and I'm with it.
Their life is a living hell.
Exactly. And I opt out.
And you're in there with Daisy Jones and the Six. They could have at least gotten a better band name. I mean, that's not even close to Fleetwood Mac.
That is a whole part of the story is they have another name. There's
interesting.
Big,
what's the other name?
It's like the guy's last name, kind of how like Fleetwood was the one dude's name.
It's a combo of their names or something.
Yeah. And so their original name is like the something brothers.
Okay. Well,
and then they're like, well, we should change to the Six, even though there's only five of them. It's odd.
Oh, but interesting. I'm smelling the pilot now.
Yeah, Well, I know what's happening. You would think that's the pilot, but the show moves so slowly that it's not until like episode 5 that they're like, we should call ourselves the Six. And it's not until like episode 8 that they're like, and hey guys, we want you to meet Daisy Jones. It is the slowest show in the world.
Wow. I hope they get a second season. Otherwise, you are going to be crushed.
Oh, I'm crushed already. It's like when the finale aired, I haven't been the same person.
But how do you sustain a show? I mean, people are going to expect a full other album with another season.
Yeah, please.
It's so much money.
And it is based on a book. So it is like, well, we know what happens. But the book and the show it's a fake documentary.
Oh, interesting.
And what people love about the show is that it's set in like the 70s. You see them talking about the 70s, but it's set in like the 90s and them in the future. But they chose to do this thing where they don't age anyone.
Oh, interesting.
Where
okay.
everyone just looks the same, but then they kind of put some gray in their hair.
Oh, boy.
And it's like, was this a budget issue?
There's no winning with aging, though.
No, yeah.
Otherwise, they're in like grotesque makeup.
Oh, and so they just chose to be like, you know what? Let's just make some of their hair a little longer. And you're looking at them in the past, and it's supposed to be like they're 18, but it's the same actress playing like 17-year-old Daisy Jones and modern-day Daisy Jones. And it's amazing, and it's beautiful, and I love it. So
just completely disorienting.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yeah. You know, you should put that on while you use these notebooks to just, like, write about your day. Just, like, put on some Aurora and just get into it.
Is there
a
song I should start with?
Oh, my gosh. Look at Us Now is probably my favorite. Look at Us Now, Honeycomb. Aurora, the, you know, titular track, is also very good. Let Me Down Easy.
Okay.
Regret Me. Oof, that one is. Ooh,
it
that one's
like,
a little feisty.
Yeah, that's a cutting track.
Yeah,
I can tell.
It is. You know how there's a story in Fleetwood Mac about how he like wrote these songs that are basically like
and then made,
Stevie, you're a whore, and made her
and
sing
now
them.
Sing.
So
right.
they mimic that exactly in the show because it is, like I said, just Fleetwood Mac fan fiction.
Interesting.
And the lead guy has her sing this show that's like, oh, you only like kissing me. Like, it's better to miss me. And it's very like edgy. And
Oh, we'll see how I feel. I think we know how I'm going to feel.
Yeah, give it a shot. If you liked Smash on NBC.
I never watched Smash. That's another
Most
show,
people
though.
Didn't. Yeah, but those two.
Where people are like, it's extremely boring and expensive.
Yes.
But there's a lot of music.
And for some reason, I can't stop watching it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm grabbing into the bag again.
Yes,
I'm seeing something here. It's a leather...
So this is a laptop case.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, and it says, email is hard.
I've been talking about emails already on the podcast.
Right, and they're hard. And they and so this is a little.
This is nice.
Yeah, Girl Boss. It is from the wonderful show Hacks.
I mean, this is HBO budget then.
Yes, this is HBO budget.
Did we say what
budget.
It is? It's like a laptop container.
Yeah, like a laptop envelope. Container traveling. It doesn't fit any laptop I own.
Oh, no.
But like I said, it's inspiring of this creative journey
we're
that I wanted to
here.
Take
I've
you
got
on.
My laptop. We're going to try
Let's
to fit
see.
It in here.
Oh, I think it's going to fit.
Oh, this is nice.
Oh,
this
my gosh.
This is very nice. I'm not fully on board with saying I'm going to have to get
the, yeah,
I'm that scratch
that out
or something.
That is kind of the thing where it's like I would have preferred maybe just the Hacks logo or something.
Yeah, just like but, a kind of anodyne, innocuous.
Yeah.
Let's just, we don't need a
we don't
cute
need to,
bumper sticker.
It's very live, laugh, love.
Oh, 100. Yeah, for a millennial.
Yeah. Yes. Very like, yes. Millennial live left love but you
Thank
know
you.
Inspiring for the yeah. inner girl boss to...
I'm always chasing my inner girl boss,
right?
I'm gonna catch up to her one day and then I'm going to make it in business
and she's gonna turn and say emails aren't that hard and then she's gonna type them, and that's what I wanted to gift you with it.
Did you watch the show Girl Boss?
I did.
How was that
I
experience
did on Netflix.
For you?
I watched it, binged it in like a day. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar, it is about the rise of the woman who started the company Nasty Gal.
Okay, right.
Yes.
This is a...
Which in
feels
the
like a thousand years away at
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, a thousand years away. Like, and at one point, Nasty Gal was like the most exciting store you could buy clothes from. And now it's like owned by Walmart and no one cares. But like at a point, it was like the... it fashion thing. Mm-hmm. And it shows like her rise to that, which was basically her going to thrift stores, buying stuff and reselling it at a higher price. And it is the thrilling story of her doing that. And it's basically like halfway through, you think it kind of feels like everyone just kind of looks at each other like, wait, why is this a show?
And no, remind me, was the title officially hashtag girl boss, or am I imagining?
I
mean,
I think
easily
it
could
was
have been.
Hashtag girl boss. I Oof. Do believe it was that period of time Oof. When the hashtag was
it's
being used
hear.
In a
hard
title.
To
it's hard to admit these days. We don't like to tell people that, but there was a time you would just a full network streaming platform, cable channel would put a hashtag
in front of a title.
In front of a title.
Oh boy. I feel like I would actually have a great time watching that show now because there's no way that's aged well.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think at the time I kind of remember being like, this is a bit too past because it's trying to capture that like indie sleaze era.
Oh, right.
And there hasn't been any media that's done that well.
Catching sleaze is a hard... Sleaze is...
Yeah.
It's kind of in the air.
Yeah.
Or on know. The bathroom floor.
Exactly.
And you don't capture sleaze.
You don't capture... And it was just a bit too clean cut.
Right.
You know, it wasn't vice enough.
Interesting.
That's what you have to go
right.
for.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. It was a corporate sleaze, which
yeah.
doesn't work.
Doesn't work. It was just... didn't get it. But I do think it would probably make for a fun drinking game.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm going to dive into that's my new show. I'm going to be recommending yeah.
hashtag
girl hashtag boss,
girl boss on Netflix. I feel like I wouldn't be shocked if that's one of those shows Netflix was like, we just took it off. We just
get
disappeared. Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, I like that. I actually this and once I, mean, I get rid of the email is
right?
hard. I'm on the go with this
yeah.
thing.
But the email, that's, you know, the motivation.
Right.
The,
right.
Yeah.
Is your laptop screen filthy?
It is.
Mine is... Why is it so dirty?
It's disgusting. I don't know what happens that so much gets on it.
Right.
I tried one of those like screen things that people were like, put this on it, but that was just annoying and it like
right.
made it hard to see. So I just took it off and now it's, yeah.
And I've tried cleaning it and I think it's made the problem
yeah.
exponentially
I
worse.
I get those wipes and, you know... But maybe with this case.
Yeah, well, the outside will be kind of clean or something. Then I'll be able to crack it open and the inside will be absolutely disgusting.
It's been a very difficult email.
I've talked about this on this podcast before, but I think the new thing is using the chatbot to write your emails for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. I actually recently had a writing gig where they encouraged me to use chatbot. It was for this weed company.
Oh.
And they hired me to write like weed shows for a weed streaming channel.
Okay.
that I will not name because it's not out and who knows if it ever will be.
Right. It won't.
It's very like Quibi weed-esque. It's like
okay.
they wanted to be like the weed Quibi and they hired me to
Good
like
goal.
Write shows and content and I would do that and then they would go, you know, we want to see what the robot would do. And I would just be like, okay, well, then I don't know why you hired a person. And the guy who ran the company was truly just like, inputting in the ChatGPT like stoner recipe show that will attract like ages 19 to 24.
What was coming out of it?
Oh, just the dumbest things you'd ever imagine. It would really just be like, here's a perfect outline for a weed show that would like, and it would just be like, you should have a young woman host who's like attractive. You should have her like introduce like strain heavy and specific, because you know, young boys and weed, like when it's like, this is 99% THC, blah blah blah, baby, like. And just like absolute like nonsense and made up like facts and some of the stuff where they would just be like, and everybody knows Joe Rogan like loves to smoke this before he blah blah blah. And I was just like, dude, is that true? I was like, can we say that? Is that true? Do we know that Joe Rogan loves to like smoke on wedding cake before he like hits the UFC ring? I don't know if that's true.
So what it was producing is the. Truly the goal to be like, now we're producing this thing?
Yeah. And they would it just reached a point where they were like creating ChatGPT scripts and having me edit them to make sense and like fact check it. I would come back and be like, here's me trying to make sense of this. Here's stuff that is stolen from like magazine articles or books that you probably can't use. And then they would just kind of be like, well, who's going to search and see that we stole that line from something else?
Attorneys?
Yes. That is the people who are paid to do that as a job? Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Joe Rogan, if you keep slandering him with your chat.
Joe's after you. Here comes Joey. I found a weakness with the chatbot recently. I thought this would be a really easy thing for it to do. Is like, it could help me like find fun new songs from different eras or whatever. I was like, tell me a song, like this sort of song from 1998. It would send me 50 songs. Four of them would be from 1998. And then the rest are from truly any era in music. It's not working.
It's not working. I would try to do useful things and just be like, give me a bio of like, I did a piece on Monique and her new special. And I was just like, just give me like a quick bio of Monique.
it's the same thing you got for Joe Rogan.
Yeah. It truly was just like made up stuff. Didn't have like where she was actually born. Oh, no. It was like, actually we only can tell you about her life up until like 2019. That's all our software has.
Right.
And then she just stops existing.
But they're not even using the real facts.
The real facts. It was just like, and her parents were teachers.
She's a very public figure.
Yeah.
It should be able to find enough.
It should be easy for it to just be like, here's some stuff about Monique and her latest thing.
Right.
And I was just like, what? I could just go read Wikipedia.
Fascinating. What a piece of garbage. Well, that makes me feel better about our futures for a minute.
It's not taking our future.
Not quite
yet. It's still about humans, us, the human connection, humans writing.
Yes. The people looking
emailing.
Up songs.
Yes.
the important things. Is there anything left in this bag?
There are actually like three more things in here.
There's another baseball cap.
There is another
baseball
cap.
We're going to switch caps mid. Stream here. Now it says Documentary Plus.
Yes, this is a cap for the streaming platform Documentary Plus.
Oh, I bet that's a good streaming platform.
It is. They have free documentaries.
Oh, free documentaries.
Free documentaries.
Oh, so I'm going
to
get
they
into
sent
this.
Me this hat.
Have you watched any documentaries on it?
I have a few. They had one that I did that was called Finders Keepers.
Okay.
And it's about this man who had a drug problem. He overdosed and lost his foot. They had to amputate it.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Oh, and he mummifies his foot.
Yes.
In like a barbecue tin. he leaves it in a garage. It gets sold off and a guy buys his foot and basically is like, I'm keeping it. And the guy's like, we'll give it back. And he's like, no, finders keepers.
And what ends up happening? Who ends up don't spoil it.
People
I don't
want to
go
spoil
watch
it.
This
yeah,
thing.
You should, and you
it's
can watch
bizarre.
It for free on Documentary.
Wow, this has really become paid content.
You know.
I mean.
just gifts from my house that mean so much to me from the media companies that care about me. And you know, send me gifts.
Their marketing teams, their plan has finally worked out. It's like, it was a long journey.
A long journey.
Some of our shows have been canceled, but they're now being talked about.
I could not
length.
Actually tell you if this app still exists or has gone the way of Quibi.
Oh boy.
But if it's still out there.
Okay, Documentary Plus, I'm going to check you out.
But you know, to inspire you along this journey to create, you know, to see more of the human experience with Documentary Plus.
And this is this one to me feels a little bit easier to wear in public.
Yeah.
It's not like kind of picking up with a hey baby, what's your moon sign?
That one's a little aggressive.
That's for a sexier outing for me.
Yeah.
This is when I'm at the library.
It's very cool. Yes. And I think at one point they posted a picture of Katy Perry wearing it too.
Okay.
So that's
Katie
cool.
watches documentaries.
Yeah, Katie watches
documentaries. She's interesting.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, which hat do you think I look better
in? I like the documentary okay, plus. I'll keep it on. Has like this nice little pop of pink that really, I okay, think, goes gorgeous. With the outfit.
Okay, I'm now seeing something else in here. It says yes, Made for Love.
This is a Made for Love candle.
Oh! Do you know what it smells like?
Oh, it's really nice. It's like a vanilla-ish...
Oh, that's a pleasant candle.
It's a really nice candle.
It's not a it's not overbearing.
Right?
A nice clean scent.
It's just a nice, clean, pretty scent. You know, so you can light it, you can set a mood, you can write.
Interesting.
See, like I said, there's a creative experience and journey, this gift.
So yeah, how does this tie into Made for Love? Isn't that show about, actually, I have no idea.
It's about like a fake Google company that like has AI that like takes over people's brains.
Okay.
So that like if someone loves you, they can be like, I want to merge our brains and our every thought. And this guy is like, that's a good idea for love. But then this other woman, everyone else is like, no, like, because people should have privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, but a candle, I don't know, actually.
A clear tie-in. Let's just say it's a clear tie-in.
A clear, clear tie-in. But for the, you know, with the notebooks, lighting the candle, maybe it makes the emails less hard. If it's all an experience.
I'm going to try to utilize every one of these objects at once.
Oh, please.
Have a complete mental breakdown.
And I mean, the last one, I think there's one more.
It's in kind of a...
It's a little like...
Jewelry box
little
or
jewelry
something.
Little jewelry box, yes, yes.
This is where we begin to be engaged. Yes. Let's see here. I'm opening. Oh, gorgeous.
It's a gorgeous little diamond jewel necklace that came to me from a media kit for a CW show that, I don't know, maybe was based on like Pretty Little Liars or something. I don't know. Some TV show where like there's a girl who has a necklace and she ends up dead. And this is a version of that necklace.
Well, it's a gorgeous necklace. I would kill for this thing.
Exactly.
I just had to host 150 episodes of a podcast to get it.
Exactly.
Let's see. I'm gonna put this on.
It's based on this young girl, and it's a replica. I don't know the name of the show.
Annalise, will you put this on me? Annalise is gonna.
Yes.
Wow, I feel so.
It's gorgeous. It's a little, and it's very like, because this is a show about teens. It's the CW, so it is very like a teen-esque necklace.
Yes, it looks like a Claire's product.
Yes, it is very like a giant, just butterfly.
Oh, it's a choker.
Oh my gosh,
choker?
It's actually.
I don't know if I want to clasp this. It might kill you.
I'm not gonna be able to breathe.
I don't know if it's a choker or if it's meant for like a teenage girl.
Teenage TV blogger or something. Yeah, it fits, but it is a tight fit.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some like 17-year-old out there who's very, very jealous that you have the necklace from like Ghost Spirits High or something.
Wow. And what is this little thing? It's a
it's like a butterfly.
Butterfly.
Yeah, she's a little butterfly, it looks like.
Wow, I feel so elegant and so refined.
It honestly is a look altogether.
It's
but,
a
yeah.
unique look. No one will be able to get this exact look anywhere.
No, no. Unless they are very, very close with the PR departments of CW, TLC, and HBO Max.
I need to get on these mailing lists for these shows. Send me some garbage.
They're the gifts that people give me, and I love it. As someone, I don't get gifts in life, but these...
You're getting all sorts of things.
You know, are the gifts that
What's
that really
the most valuable thing, like, most useful thing you've actually gotten from this?
Actually, Made for Love. That was a gigantic media kit.
They sent you a retail store.
They sent me an Oura ring, which is basically like a Fitbit ring that like tracks your heartbeat and your calories and everything.
Expensive.
Yeah, they're very expensive. And they gave it to me in like a free year subscription. And they gave me this like one of those projector starlights for your room that like does the ASMR experience. Those were like the most.
That's fancy. Again, that's HBO. Like, they have
HBO
the money
budget. Yeah,
they will pour it into everything.
The Hacks budget was also very good. They gave me like shot glasses, a bottle of like whiskey.
Do they all say email is hard?
Yes.
Is that true?
No. Some of them were even worse. There was like a pillow that said like scream here, and
oh,
I was
boy.
Just like, oh no.
I can't imagine the people behind Hacks are happy with.
With the
there's no chance.
It didn't line up with what I see as the show,
right?
But it, you know, it was very girl boss energy.
It's I mean, beyond. So. But I'm happy to own it. This is my new persona. I'm the girl boss.
Exactly.
No one's gonna stand in my way.
That at the end of the day, that is what I wanted this gift to represent: is that girl boss believe in yourself energy.
I have all the feelings.
Yes, write the feelings,
et cetera.
Budget it. Write it and achieve it. The email is hard. Send it anyway.
Oh, millennial dialogue. Do you feel, do you know what I think? I don't know if it's millennials or Gen Z, but I think iconic is Gen Z's literally.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think it does.
Feels like it lines up.
Yeah.
Millennials did ruined literally.
Yeah, we ruined literally. I literally, you know, and they are just iconic. It's right. Iconic. She's iconic. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting way we just grind words into dust.
Like, I've gone out looking like shit and I'm on some, you know, comedy lineup with like a 23-year-old who's just like, girl, you look iconic. And I'm just like, we don't need to.
Are you patronizing me? What's going on? Okay, well, I have so many gifts for my future breakdown.
Yeah.
I'll be wearing two hats, my choker, I'll have the candle on, I'll be writing in two different notebooks.
Yes.
I'll do my drafts of my emails in the notebooks.
In the notebooks.
And transfer them to the chat GPT, have it check.
Have it do it, go through, and that makes it a little easier. And then you have the energy of the ghost girl necklace.
And Daisy Jones, you know, at a deafening volume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get Aurora playing, and you get stuff done. It's such a good album, though. I know that people keep saying it's fake and for children, but it's really good.
I'm so curious now.
It's like kids' Bob music. It's not. It is like adult music. It's just a fake band.
I wonder how that would have reviewed had it been just released into the wild without the TV show.
Without the TV show. Right. And I think it would have gotten like 10 out of 10 on Pitchfork. And I think it would have been like the biggest thing in the world. And everyone would have been like, oh my God, we're shocked. But people want to hate just because it comes from a TV show.
That was Amazon's big mistake. They should have released that before the show came out.
Exactly.
Just put the feelers out there.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to play a game.
Yes.
We're going to play a game called Gift or a Curse. I need a number between 1 and 10 from you.
8.
Okay, I have to do some light calculating. Right now, you can recommend, promote, do whatever you want with the microphone.
Well, if you like all of this TV talk, feel free to listen to my podcast, TV I Say with Ashley Ray, where I talk about most of the shows that send me media kits and shows that don't send me media kits, even, you know, if it's good enough. And I talk a lot about Daisy Jones and the Six, which, again, I'm glad you at least had heard of it. It's a really good album. I mean, my friend's like, you're not even going to listen to it in a few months. Guess what? I'm still listening to it. I was listening to it on the drive here. It sounds like Fleetwood Mac B-sides. I don't know why we're mad about that. That's, yeah.
Wow. Oh, interesting. We did not expect the Daisy Jones to just... Daisy Jones, you owe both of us.
Yeah.
Daisy Jones herself should come on the podcast.
Honestly,
Daisy
she would
Jones,
also bring
I'm
you an amazing,
out.
Amazing gift. Oh my gosh.
This is how we play the game. I'm going to name three things. You're going to tell me if they're a gift or a curse and why. And then I'll tell you if they're correct or if you're correct or not.
Okay.
There are right answers.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, this first thing is from a listener named Katie. She suggested gift or a curse when your therapist has a large TikTok following.
Oh, curse.
Why?
Absolute curse. You can't take someone seriously who uses TikTok. You can't get advice in life from someone who uses TikTok. They've already made a mistake. They use TikTok. And not only that, not in like a way we all use it, where we just have an account that we just kind of don't really use, or we just like promote stuff, but we're mostly like looking at people create content. They have a following. So that means they're good at it. And that's not okay. That's not okay.
They're using part of their time to gain
get,
the following.
Yeah, to get good at TikTok. And that doesn't sit well with me. And that means they're probably going to use you for content at some point. Like, they're definitely talking about you in some kind of like I don't know, group chat TikTok of other therapists being like, this person sucks.
Ashley, curse. Wrong. Every professional in your life should have a large TikTok following. It's the only way we can really know they're good. Your doctor, your therapist.
Yeah. My nail girl.
Your nail girl, your dentist, your mechanic. If they don't have a large TikTok following, drop them.
True.
Drop them as soon as possible.
You know what? You're right.
have the charisma to have a million followers on TikTok.
And their advice should be so good that people want to follow them.
Yes. I mean, everything you see on TikTok, you should follow.
You should.
The disgusting recipes, the, you know, little quips
silly little
from therapists.
Dances.
Yes. Yeah. I see nothing wrong with this. It's a gift. It's absolutely a gift.
Yeah. Now that I see it, your perspective, I change my mind. And I see the gift.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm glad that you're being flexible and fluid here.
Yeah.
That's a good quality. Okay, number two. So you've gotten one wrong. That's fine.
It's okay.
Number two, this is from somebody named Kelsey. Gift or a curse, leaving the foil lid on the cream cheese after it's already been open.
Ooh. Oh. This one's a little difficult. I I'm going to go with Curse because I feel like you can never, you know, the people who do that, they never get all of the cream cheese off of the foil.
Mm.
So then it gets hard and crusty on that part.
Oh, interesting.
But then it's touching the like fresh cream cheese that like has, is still in the, you know, bottom. So I feel like it seems like it's a caring move,
right.
But it actually degrades the experience.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely correct.
Thank you.
You've got to get that out of there. You've got to get that filthy little piece of metal out of the cream cheese.
It's literally just there to be like, remove me.
Right. It's getting touched by your fingers every time you go for the cream cheese.
Yeah.
The bacteria, it's a playground for disease.
It's disgusting.
It's absolutely should not be anywhere near that dairy product after it's been opened.
Yeah. And like I said, it gets all crusty. It's gross.
You're right. And I understand the, it's kind of fun to leave it there. And it feels like you're protecting the cream cheese. It's nice to be able to peel
it
back.
What are you protecting it from?
Yeah. You've got the plastic lid.
Yeah. That's what the plastic is there for.
Right. I mean, let's see. Yeah. I guess unless they're talking about, they couldn't possibly be talking about the bars of cream cheese. The garbage trucks. How many are we having through the neighborhood today? It's a garbage celebration.
Yeah. No, that would be crazy.
Yeah, because those are like...
That has to be in the foil. There's no other...
Yeah. I think we're talking about the round thing.
Yeah.
The little plastic container. It's a curse. Kelsey, you got your answer.
Yeah.
And excellently played.
Thank you.
Okay, final question here. Cindy has suggested, gift or a curse, grandparents taking on the roles of flower girl and ring bearer at...
Ooh.
Weddings.
Oh, you know what? I'm trying to be a more positive person, a more open and accepting person. So I'm going to go gift.
Okay, why?
I'm going to go gift. That could be sweet, grandma and grandpa. It could be sweet and not patronizing and infantilizing. That could be done in a cute way.
Okay.
I don't know. It feels like very, I don't know, like an episode of The Office. Like it warms my way in a way where is it 2011? Like it feels very Obama era, something about that. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Curse. They're taking jobs away from other people. Grandparents have another thing to do at weddings, I assume. I don't know what they're, you know, they float around and do their thing and tell stories.
Yeah, they do dance and they, like...
Also, it's, maybe they don't want to be put to work. Maybe, they can't say no.
Yeah.
And so the wedding couple
it's also
is,
not like it's a hard job.
Well,
they are I would say maybe the two easiest jobs, which is why they're often given to children and babies and dogs.
Both of these sound physically taxing to me.
Yeah, I mean,
carrying objects, walking. These are both things.
I feel like I would give grandparents the same leeway I give a child, you know, like when there's a little girl who just dumps all the flowers at once and then just goes and sits down. I would be fine with that.
Okay, that I could be on board with it.
Yeah.
Grandma just dumping things on the ground.
Just dumping it and like, I did it, you know? Or like when it's like the dog who has the ring and it just like kind of walks up there but never really makes it all the way. And finally the groom
swallows
is just like, and just like gets the ring.
Yeah, grandpa swallows the ring. Okay, but you're not convincing me.
Okay.
You got one out of three.
Okay.
Did not fail the game.
Okay.
Well, you did fail the game.
Yeah.
Did not fail it completely. Which feels amazing.
That feels good. It still feels good.
Your garbage day is not ruined. Well, decently played.
Yeah,
we had a nice, level-headed conversation. Neither of us got mad.
And I do see your point on those issues. In retrospect, they're stealing jobs from children.
Yes.
And as someone
more
who supports child labor, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some state that's currently trying to get children working.
Yeah, like Tennessee, probably.
I feel like Kansas.
Sort of,
and I don't want to throw
Texas, all of one of those.
It's a state that's making the wrong choice. That's ultimately the problem here. Okay, we're at the final segment of the podcast. I Said No Emails. People write into isaidnogifts@gmail.com with their questions. My listeners have questions. I'll leave it at that.
They've got
questions galore. Will you help me answer something?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see here. This says, Dear Bridger and beloved guest, my mother loves, and that's very nice, my mother loves to buy me presents, which is very sweet. The problem is that everything she buys for me is something I would have never picked out for myself, and more often than not, the gifts are just lay around unused. I don't have the heart to tell her I don't like them, so I just say thank you and change the subject. How do I get her to stop wasting money on things I'll never wear or use? Thanks in advance for helping me out with my predicament. And that's from Jess.
Oh.
She, they.
Jess.
Jess is, I hate to say it, a horrible child.
I mean, that is what I wanted to say immediately too. Be thankful to your mother, your mommy, your mama. I mean, my mom, like I said, stopped giving me gifts the moment I turned 18. She was just like, here's socks, enjoy.
Right.
So maybe get to know your mom. Let your mom know you.
Yes.
So she can know what to get you.
I think there's a great distance between Jess and mom.
And mom.
And Jess refuses to do the work to bridge that gap.
To bridge the gap.
And this feels like an opportunity for both Jess and mom to maybe do some, to go out on some dates.
Yeah. Go out together. Go to the TJ Maxx together and tell your mom. No, I don't want the pillow that says email is hard. that's not my style, mom.
Get in a fight with your mom at Ross Dress for Less.
Ross Dress for Less. That's where relationships are just strengthened and built. That's,
you've got to forge it in the fire.
Yeah.
You're at Marshall's, and you're screaming. You don't know anything about me.
You don't know me. This isn't my style. That's where you really, forged in fire. Or if you want to be really passive aggressive, just start re-gifting the gift she gives you back to your mom and making it clear you never used it. And did not like it.
Somehow find a way to make it look even newer than when she gave it to you.
Really wrap it up really nice, like just even beyond what she did, and then just give it back and just don't even act like, you've ever seen it before.
I mean, there is the chance that means that Jess is just playing into mom's game, and mom bought this knowing full well it was coming back.
It was coming back, which could be the long con here.
Mm-hmm. But I'm on mom's side anyway. I'm not a fan of Jess.
Yeah.
We know she's a horrible child. So.
I mean, a little bit. It's kind of like, I get, but if your mom didn't want to spend the money, she wouldn't. And, say thank you.
Say thank you. And maybe grow as a person. Use the things that you don't like. Force yourself to use things you don't enjoy.
There's a use for everything. My mom gets me an ugly shirt or something, or, a media company sends me a hoodie for a show that got canceled 3 years ago. And I go, well, this is what I'm going to, clean my house in. This is a perfect shirt for garden work.
Also, a big t-shirt like that can be used to mop up dust.
Yes. Love that use. Yeah. If you're mailing something, you can use it to stuff a package.
you can truly anything. I was going to say to scare away birds, and I don't know where we were going with that.
Yeah,
I guess make a scarecrow out of it.
Yes, make a scarecrow.
Stuff it with something.
Whip a cloth at someone, at a bird. Yeah.
Yes. Jess, you have your answer. I hope that's what you were looking for, and I assume it was.
Yes,
I think that's exactly what Jess expected.
Yeah.
And so we did an excellent job. Ashley. What a wonderful time I've had with you.
This was so fun.
I've got two hats. I've got my gorgeous jewelry.
Yeah. Two notebooks.
Candle, notebooks, leather thing that could ruin my reputation if I go out with it saying email is hard. I'm ready to live a new life.
Yeah. And that's, like I said, a new creative journey, a new process.
So
to open yourself, centered around the girl boss experience.
The girl boss is my sun and moon.
Exactly.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Listener, wow, the episode's over. We're screeching to a halt. You got to hear the garbage can. That was more than you bargained for. And, or not the garbage can, the garbage truck. See, again, I'm losing my mind. I'm absolutely breaking down in front of you. We've got to close down the podcast. Goodbye. I love you. I Said No Gifts is an Exactly Right production. It's produced by our dear friend Annalise Nilsson, and it's beautifully mixed by Liana Squillaci. And we couldn't do it without our guest booker, Patrick Kottner. The theme song, of course, could only come from miracle worker Amy Mann. You must follow the show on Instagram at I Said No Gifts. I don't want to hear any excuses. That's where you get to see pictures of all these gorgeous gifts I'm getting. And don't you want to see pictures of the gifts?
And I invited you here. Thought I made myself perfectly clear. When you're a guest in my home, you gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is present enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey? Thank you.
Follow I Said No Gifts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I really don't care. Just don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, rate and review the show. It's the least you can do. It really is. It's the bare minimum. Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase I Said No Gifts merch. What a wonderful way to support the show. Support the show!